Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 83. Today, under sunny skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Drama from third-party political operatives across the state of Kansas as we heat up for election season, as the newly represented No Labels Party in the state of Kansas says that one man is accused of fraudulently representing himself as the party chair, as Republican Chris Van Meteren defended himself, doubling down on the status, saying that he is chair of the No Labels Kansas Party as of Friday last week.
We'll begin by electing a convention chair. And I am placing my own name in nomination, and I'm asking if there are any other nominations.
That audio from KSNT News, as Van Meteren claims the filings were valid after he registered as party chair and provided notice of a nominating convention that he had held for himself. In a statement from the National No Labels Party, they say that No Labels Kansas did everything it was supposed to do according to state law. Unfortunately, Van Meteren now appears to be shamefully impersonating a No Labels official.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Man Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. Mr. B's Daylight Donuts in Goddard, Dan Dale's, Jack Insurance in El Dorado, Yoder Meats, Jewelry Savers, and Derby Mattress in Derby. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Electric prices could be going down across the state of Kansas after U.S. Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran ended up partnering up and announcing that they have appealed an issue with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. As KSNT News reports, that according to the statement, Marshall and Moran contacted the commission last September to reinstate a tariff that were filed by the Southwest Power Pool to cut excessive transmission costs that Kansas had to bear. They say the additional costs came from the SPP's highway byway method, requiring costs of the byway facilities to be 67% in the zone where the transmission facility is located. They say the byway facilities are primarily used to export wind energy to other zones instead of supporting the load in the Sunflower Zone, according to the letter. In a letter to the FERC, they said, quote, in recent years, Kansas has been the top 5 states in the country in terms of both the level of wind energy supplying electricity generation in Kansas and the annual growth of wind capacity in Kansas. But they say Kansas doesn't actually benefit from the energy produced. Mid-America Network News.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission, with qualifying purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. After a bill was meant to cut property taxes by moving the sales tax exemptions died on the last day of the 108th legislative session, Governor Jim Pillen told 1011 News that he will call a special session before school begins.
We'll for sure have a special session. At this stage of the game, I've learned never to tie myself to timeline. I've made that mistake too many times in my life, and it was real costly. So we're going to have this special session when it's going to make sense and when we're totally ready. We're working on a lot of plans that It's getting more critical every single day for the property tax, and so certainly the goal is to be able to have the session before school starts.
The bill made it past the last two rounds of votes, but died as the legislature declined to vote on the last day of the session. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know, living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area superintendents expect little change in enrollment projections as an application window for out-of-district open enrollment continues through June. A state law passed in 2022 allows Kansas students to attend schools outside their district if space is available. Each district could establish a cap as to a number of students they could accommodate. An Odell man, 75-year-old John Novotny, was seriously injured last Wednesday evening when he fell from a tractor bucket and then was run over by the tractor while working at his home. He was life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital. The extent of his injuries not reported. Washington County Economic Partnership recently updated commissioners on activities, reporting a focus on the Lynn Industrial Park with plans to provide $150,000 in matching funds toward a $350,000 grant-funded project to improve infrastructure, as well as $77,500, which went to six businesses establishing operations in the county. They're also working with an ag business on expansion plans. The group encouraged continued funding, which has been $120,000 annually in recent years, but may be adjusted with the recent hiring of Ryan Kern as Economic Development Tourism Director for Washington County. Marshall County Health Department will host outreach vaccination clinics throughout the county this month. Wednesday, June 12th at the Axtell American Legion, 9 to 11 a.m., Summerfield Fire Station, 11:30 until 1:30, and the Beatty Fire Station from 2 until 4. Thursday, June 13th at the Frankfurt Nutrition Site from 9 to 11 a.m., and Vermilion City Hall from noon to 2. Friday, June 14th, at the Bremen Fire Hall from 9 to 11 a.m. Outreach clinics are slated Monday, June 17th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 10 to noon and Waterville Community Center from 1 to 3. Childhood vaccine services available at the Health Department in Marysville by appointment. For details, phone 562-3485. Pony Up Marysville announced total funds raised this year topped $540,000 with $370,000 in giving, plus $100,000 local match and a $70,000 match from the Patterson Foundation during the annual Match Day event held in May, benefiting 56 local nonprofit organizations and causes. Marysville Public Library will receive a nearly $70,000 grant from the Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas program. A local cooperative effort involving Blue Valley Technologies will allow purchase of 12 new computers that will be used in a traveling rotation to bring training on digital skills for various levels of technology, both personal and business. Future courses and programs will be featured for the community through the library. Joseph M. Ferris, age 46, of Frankfort, passed away June 1st. Friends to gather Monday evening, June 10th, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joseph Ferris. James H. Jim Dodds, age 82, of Washington, passed away May 29. Graveside service Tuesday, June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Dodds. Eugene A. Gene Bach, age 66, passed away. A memorial service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery, rural Plymouth. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gene Bach. Melvin E. Sunnyborn, Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church, burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sunnyborn. Mary R. Schaefer, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Private interment planned at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Schaefer. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some scattered showers into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers possible early Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying much warmer into Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. A slight chance for some rain early on Friday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some scattered showers are possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 63, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Friday night into Saturday, everything ranging from an inch and a half to 2.5 across the region. We settled in for about 1.75 inches here at the studios. Kicking off the week, a mild 57 with sunny skies this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
From now until June 10th, grab your end-of-season flowers with Barbara's Farms next to Sonic in Marysville. Get ready to display hanging baskets, buy one, get one free, or take advantage of their box sale. From four packs to potted flowers, fit all you can in a box for only $15. Stop in any day of the week from now until June 10th at Barbara's Farm next to Sonic in Marysville.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in free sports physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, I'm Derek Dennis. The Celtics hosted the Mavericks in Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night and put themselves firmly in the driver's seat of the series.
Inbound to Doncic, there's the horn, and the Boston Celtics are halfway to their 18th championship. They hold serve at home, and they hold off the Dallas Mavericks in Game 2, 105-98.
The final call is heard on ESPN. The Celtics now just two wins away from their first NBA title since 2008, beating Dallas 105-98 to take a 2-0 series lead. Jrue Holiday led the way for Boston with 26 points and 11 boards. Speaking to ESPN's Lisa Salters after the game, he credited Jason Tatum's playmaking for his big night.
I think I just got the opportunity. I would say a lot of it was JT. JT was tagging the basket. They were double-teaming him, and he was making the right play. I don't know if he had a triple-double. Almost had 9 rebounds, but the way that he played tonight, the way that he led us, getting into the paint, making plays, finding me wide open, it was all about him.
Luka Doncic on what the Mavs need to do at home in Game 3.
Score more points. It's been, at the end of the day, it's basketball away at home. You just got to play better basketball to win.
Game 3, Wednesday night. In the MLB, the Yankees trailed the Dodgers 3-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning until Trent Grisham offloaded a fastball to right.
Kicks, fires. Swing and a drive. Right field, way back, and gone! Trent Grisham! It's a 3-run homer, and the Yankees have the lead.
On ESPN, that put the Yankees up 5-3. Aaron Judge would hit his league-leading 24th homer of the season in the 8th for the insurance. Yankees win 6-4. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight in Sunrise, Florida. The Panthers look to take a 2-0 series lead over the Oilers. The puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to leave interest rates alone at this week's meeting of the Board of Governors. Analysts say inflation is still too high for cuts, but they add that May inflation figures come out before the Fed makes its decision Wednesday. Wall Street closed out last week with modest losses to the major stock indexes. The Dow Jones lost 87 points Friday to close at 38,799. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. Shares in Toyota fell more than 5% last week. The company lost $15 billion in market value. The downturn came after Japanese regulators found the automaker had falsified crash test data used to certify certain models. Apple came late to the artificial intelligence party, but now hopes to overtake rivals like Google and Samsung. Later today, the company is expected to unveil AI technology to make Siri smarter and photos, music, and texting more productive and entertaining. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, something neat is coming to a Kansas museum as Ben Brown, an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri Extension Service, says his family is making a unique donation. As I mentioned, the family has a 1946 Piper Cub airplane that they used to scout wheat fields in the past. That plane is heading to the Kansas Aviation Museum here in Wichita, home of the Mid-America Ag Network. Brown says the plane got a lot of time in the air, especially during the 1960s and 70s.
We're very fortunate, my family and all my cousins
decades and long lineage here. We had family members that were involved in meat scouting ahead of harvest crews. Used the plane to fly ahead all the way from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. Fly ahead, figure out which fields were ready, kind of help direct the harvest crews. And you know, we had the Piper Cub that was also used as crop dusting. So it kind of served different purposes for a number of years. It's a 1946 Piper Cub, so one of the first ones ever made. It was kind of seen as the first plane that was available broadly to the everyday person.
Such a neat story to cover here, especially on the onset of the harvest here in the state of Kansas. And some people may be surprised that the plane still works very well.
It still works. It's in very good condition. And if there's a person that the buck stops here, it was my dad's cousin, decided that it belonged in a museum. And so it is off to Wichita to be in the Aviation Museum and kind of talk about the heritage of how Piper Cubs were used not only as crop scouting planes, but as crop dusters as well. And it was certainly a lot of fun. As a kid, I think I was 5 or 6 when I went up in it for the first time. That was my first plane ride, and it was a lot of good memories. So it was a bittersweet day, I think, for everybody, but something that we can go visit from time to time.
That plane was a 2-seater, one in front and one in back. The pilot typically sat behind the passenger. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest ag news through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Leo's Jewelry reminds listeners, even though summer has its perks, it can be a dangerous time to drive. From having more teen drivers on the road to more work zones, we need to take precautions. Let's give everyone a safe summer. From Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family owned since 1953.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cattle exposed to higher temperatures and lower wind speeds for an extended period can have issues with overheating. K-State Beef Extension veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains the four main weather factors that can lead to cattle having heat stress.
There's four key parameters that we really think about with heat stress: temperature and humidity, wind speed, and solar radiation. Okay, those four parameters really make up on what the real feel. For, you know, if we really start thinking along lines of how cattle feel the environment, because they're very different from us. Where we're comfortable, cattle, you know, they might be uncomfortable, and vice versa. So when we really need to take into those four key parameters. And what's interesting is we actually have that in a model called an Animal Comfort Index, and that's available on the Kansas Mesonet website. So it uses those four parameters to give a real feel on how cattle are experiencing the environment in local areas around the state of Kansas.
He discusses a couple of ways producers can identify heat stress within their cattle.
We'll see increased breathing rates. One interesting piece is cattle, they don't lay down as much, especially whenever they get heat stress. They're trying to increase airflow. Unfortunately, that might lead to bunching, where groups of cattle, even in a pasture, will bunch up together. They're trying to get increased airflow, but they end up using each other as shade, which is kind of counterproductive. So we need to keep a close eye for that. Now, when given access, cattle may crowd around water tanks, right? Go down into ponds if they're out in a pasture. Unfortunately, that can lead to some problems where they don't have enough access to water, especially for a water tank.
Tarpoff says the process of alleviating heat for cattle can be simple to do, and he explains how.
Whenever it comes to heat stress, it's back to the basics: feed and water. Okay, we need more access. We need more flow. Water availability for those animals is absolutely critical when the temperatures start to rise. Increasing water tank capacity. Either we can split pens and increase water tank capacity that way, or even put some portable tubs into those pens to increase the water availability whenever those animals need it. Number two is feeding. We might be able to modify our feeding times to be able to help alleviate some of these stressors. So as they digest those feedstuffs, they actually increase the amount of heat that they produce. So what we can try to do is we can change our feeding times or even adapt some of our feeding management.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, Kansas State University Beef Extension veterinarian, on heat stress in beef cattle. Find the Animal Comfort Index at www.mesonet.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this week at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're on their summer schedule with the cattle sales every other Monday. Call ahead for early consignment listings or contact Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales with a sale next Monday, but no sale this week on the summer schedule.
Fireflies will soon be lighting up summer evenings again. And if you need another reason to appreciate the glowing insects, we have it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 10th, the 162nd day of the year. Actress and singer Judy Garland was born on this day in 1922, and the first class of midshipmen graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy on this day in 1854. Fireflies and other so-called bioluminescent creatures are playing an important role in researching cures for cancer and other diseases. Scientists have found that injecting a firefly's glow gene into cancer cells causes them to light up like, well, fireflies. Treating those cells with additional photosynthesizing agents causes them to literally self-destruct. It's a promising field of research, so treat those nocturnal insects gently this summer and say a quiet thank you. The humble firefly may soon earn his day in the sun. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 58 sunny skies. Seasonal highs middle 80s today, then 90 on Tuesday, middle 90s by Wednesday, and we could see the century mark by Thursday this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are wrapped up with their three-game series against the Seattle Mariners at home at Kauffman Stadium. They're now ready for a four-game series also at Kauffman Stadium for the next 4 days against the New York Yankees. Kansas City continues to slowly gain on the Cleveland Guardians for that American League Central as they are sitting 38-26, just 2 games behind the Guardians at 40-22. First pitch tonight at 7:10 for the Royals to kick off the series. Also in baseball, it is the Men's College Baseball World Series as the first day of the Men's College World Series starts on Friday this week. That's after the regionals that wrapped up last week and the super regionals from over the weekend. Finally, on the collegiate baseball side across the state of Kansas, 2 games scheduled for this evening as Valley Center is set to take on Park City and Mulvane is scheduled to play against Wellington in collegiate baseball. Both those first pitches scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Post 163 Legion baseball team fell to Hiawatha in a doubleheader Sunday. 7-5-9-1 the final scores. Marysville 4-6 on the season. Back home hosting Fairbury Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
Kansas State basketball from a rocking Grambling Coliseum.
Bobcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Gatine!
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Rejected by Lee, a triple team, she'll score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!